Well, Emily, clearly you're absolutely delighted with that. That was some round as a competitive competition, as you would expect, but you delivered the goods on a pony that you really have come to know so well.
Yeah, I'm delighted with how he's progressed. Like, a few years ago, he would have been a lot more nervous than that in that ring, and he's come on so much, and I'm really proud of this performance today.
Approaching the jump-off, what was going through your mind and how you could make up the time?
Well, I knew Jody was fast, but on my first pony, I was just faster, but obviously had the two fences down. So I tried to aim for her time again, and obviously I did reach that time.
And to win here under the lights, a huge crowd, were you nervous beforehand, or do you tend to take it in your stride?
I was a bit nervous coming down here because in normal shows you're not used to an atmosphere like that at all, and you just wonder how the ponies are going to cope with the atmosphere too, which is nasty because you never know what's going to happen. But
you weren't as nervous as perhaps you thought you were able to because of some experience of competing here before. Did that help stood you in good stead?
Yeah, I've competed here three times and that. Well, more than three times actually, in that ring before. So I'm pretty used to the amazing atmosphere, yeah.
And to win it, what does it mean? Because this is one of the big ones.
Yeah, we've had her since he was a newcomer, so to come here as a JA pony and win one of the biggest finals of the year is something that shows we're doing the right things and really proves how much we've worked and hard on him.
And so what's the programme from here on in then?
Well, at the end of the year, we've got English Home Pony International, which has got a big Grand Prix. So hopefully we'll triumph in that too.